Hi, from the Salvation Army, you're listening to Words of Life.
Welcome back to Words of Life. In this episode in our series with our guest, Natalie Runyon, we're going to be talking about using our gifts.
But what if the thing I was most passionate about was taken away?
That's the catalyst for Natalie's ministry as Raised to Stay, and so she certainly has a lot to share on this topic.
Even in my temper tantrums, even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side of that pruning, but there's more pruning that's even being done.
Welcome back to Words of Life. I am so glad that you've joined us this week.
It's good to be back.
Welcome home. Now, over the course of the last year, we've met Natalie and came in touch with her ministry called Raised to Stay. If you have not heard of this, you need to go to Instagram and check it out. Check it out on Facebook, Raised to Stay. She's really trying to encourage people that have been either a victim of or party to church hurt and stick around and try to stick it out and be different for the Lord and for the kingdom. There's so much more to that. We would love for you to just check out her book. In the meanwhile, we've been talking about a discipleship series that you've put together over this last year and gone through weeks 1 through 3. Today, we're going to speak specifically about our gifts and using our gifts.
Interesting how talented Christians are. I mean, we can see through the music industry and through books and authors. I mean, there's so many ways that our gifts are needed in the church, from kids ministry to the way that people use even their ability to build things for the church. I mean, there's so many gifts that we have. And I love watching people operate in their gifts. It's one of my favorite things to see, is somebody flourishing using those. However, our gifts can also become a crutch a lot of times, where we think we're like a one-trick pony. I can only do this one thing for God. I can only lead worship. I can only be an admin. And really, God is inviting us to use many gifts, to use many tools in our tool belt to help not make us famous, but to help push his gospel forward to build kingdoms and not castles. And I think that as we build kingdom, he's giving us tools to build the kingdom that look like talent. And so how do we use those for his glory, even though a lot of times it looks like our glory?
Now, you've said a couple things there. I don't ever pretend to be someone that can just get into some exegesis for our listeners or, you know, be a profound deliverer of the word as it has been revealed to me. But when you say we use the two words, not interchangeably, but talents and gifts, I just, in my opinion, I feel like the way that I've been taught is our gifts are of the Lord and our talents can make those gifts even more magnified or something. Is that, do you feel that way?
Absolutely. And when we say yes to Jesus, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we receive the fruit of the Spirit. We have all of that fruit that is given to us immediately. We don't have to beg for it. We don't have to like conjure it up. The fruit of the Lord, it comes in and we start to bear that fruit as we grow. Now, as we bear that fruit, then we also have these gifts that he gives us that look like teaching or exhortation. Some talk about prophecy and different things that we have been given to edify the church, to encourage the church through these gifts given to us by being good stewards of our fruit. And then obviously then we have these gifts that come to us. But then the talent, I believe, is something that is a byproduct of the gift. And so if I have a gift of teaching, perhaps then I would begin to have this talent of being a good communicator. Or if I have this ability to create something, then I can use it to further the gospel through creating, through lettering or through book writing or through storytelling. And so we see a church that is full of fruit. We see a church that has the gifts, and then we see talent as the overflow of this. And the dangerous part about talent is that it can really... it can really almost like lead us astray, because a talented Christian doesn't necessarily mean that they're an anointed Christian. So we have to really discern when we're watching worship leaders, when we're watching communicators, is are they giving me their talent or are they producing good fruit and pointing people to Jesus and not to themselves?
Now, just for the record, these are not simply church words. We're not throwing them out there. This is wisdom from the Lord. And you can find out more about this in the Bible. And if you are looking for a way to come in contact with that, please reach out to us. Reach out to Natalie through her website, through her Instagram. There are so many ways to learn more about who God is and who you can be in God. Let's just say, coming back to the gifts idea, I think at one point I heard the term one trick pony. Like if I feel like I'm just an organizer or an administrator, isn't that good enough? Is that
absolutely okay? It's almost like an umbrella that offers us all of these other little tendrils of opportunities to use that gift. So if I'm an administrator, maybe I'm not just pushing numbers or I'm not just writing emails, but I'm partnering with ministries to help put activities together or, you know, revivals together. Maybe I'm using my gift of organization in 100 different ways.
Yeah.
And so not to say, well, if I'm just this, then I can only do this one thing. But if I'm got this gift that I have been given, this talent, how can I multiply that and use it in many different ways? One way as a worship leader is when I stopped leading worship every week on a platform, one of the things that I did was I started songwriting. And I thought, well, if I'm not going to be the one singing them, then I could write the words that somebody else sings and still be an active part in leading people in worship as a songwriter lyricist and not necessarily the one who's executing. And so to be able to have this posture of humility of be it unto me as you have said, use me how you want to use me. That's where I see the multiplication of those gifts, is just having a surrendered heart to say, Lord, you're the one who gave it to me.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to give it back to you.
And just, I want to affirm you with something that you said, because just as you speak, the word comes out through your speech, which is cool. That means that you are certainly, you can discern that there's something alive in you that is different. And man, be encouraged by that.
Thank you.
That's, you're using that very gift to minister to people, and you are very talented, which then helps that gift in my, in my humble opinion.
Thank you. And you know, as a kid, and I think we all could look back at our childhood and see the things that brought us to life. I was before social media. I was a kid before social media and before YouTube.
Yeah.
And I would practice speaking and doing speeches in my bedroom mirror. And I didn't know that I would be a speaker. I just really loved communicating. Mm. And so I would practice giving Grammy Award speeches, and I would practice being a news lady. I wanted to be a news lady.
Nice.
And I love how even in our childhood, the Lord is already preparing us to use these gifts that are kind of baby gifts. They're infant gifts, if you will, like that are just starting to bubble up inside of us. And then it's the encouragement of our brothers and sisters and the Holy Spirit that begins to fan that flame. Mm. You know, we begin to fan that flame until it becomes this like burning ember in us. If I don't write a book, I'm going to explode. If I don't write this, I'm going to explode. If I don't do the thing God's called me to do, I'm going to explode. And so pay attention to those things that woke you up as a child, because I really believe that is the insight into what God has placed inside of us.
Amen. Now you are using technology to your advantage, which is very cool. Would you say then, with your experience, that we can certainly use it as a positive influence in the world today?
Absolutely. Yeah. God gives us these things. And, you know, we aren't here by accident. God knew we were going to be born in the time that we're born, and that we were going to have these tools to use. And so as any tool, we can use it to give life or to take life. Mm-hmm. And so as social media has exploded, as the internet has exploded, as, you know, all the cool videography that we can do and all of that, we can choose to be wise stewards of those tools that we have. And so for me, you know, putting a book out, you could put a book out 25 years ago and nobody know you put a book out. Mm. Now the whole world knows you put a book out if you steward that technology and you steward that social media space as a way to steward the gift and the opportunities that God has given you. So I see it as wise stewardship when it's done with love and humility and a hope to speak life.
Whew. There's a lot there. Another thing that you've said, or a phrase that you've coined, is kingdom business. How would you explain kingdom business building to a listener?
Well, you hear Jesus talk about how he's been about his Father's business. Mm. He's about his Father's mission. And when we are on mission with Jesus, we're on mission with the Father, and we are building kingdom, not building our personal empires. When we see things that are built in man's name, those things easily fall. And that's what brings disappointment. So when we're in kingdom business, it's not the American dollar that we're building. It's right. this kingdom currency that has no end. It can keep going. And so when Amen. We're about our Father's business, then He blesses, He builds, He restores. And then if something is taken down, if something is taken away, we are able to say, hey, that's because God is the one who sets us up and sets us down. God is the one who starts things and finishes things. I am simply a conduit. Yeah. In this. And so kingdom business is still risky. You're still going to get hurt.
Right.
You still may lose something, but there's an eternal gain on the other side.
Kingdom currency. I like that idea. In one of the previous episodes, you used another phrase that has also kind of resonated with me about relationship equity, having the ability to speak into someone's life. And that kingdom currency gives you some ability to enter into some sort of exchange that's going to be better for everyone involved. That's the way I hear it anyway. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that, Natalie. It's not just sort of flair, glitz and sparkle. These are things that are really pouring out of you from your own experience. Mm-hmm. And as a believer, it's something that I think makes me even stronger. And that's what we're trying to do is mm-hmm. encourage our listeners to fall in love with Jesus, to be more like Him. And of course, one of the ways we can do that is through discipleship, which is why this is especially appealing to us. Man, so good. Are you excited about it?
I am. And you know what's cool about this whole idea of using our gifts and our abilities for the kingdom is that when we start partnering with other brothers and sisters, it just begins to multiply. And that's something that I'm seeing on social media is people coming together to champion each other's missions. And that is something we didn't get, you know, a long time ago, to be able to rally around each other and to share each other's books, to share each other's music, to share each other's, you know, messages.
Yeah.
We're reaching more people being creative content collaborators than just being in constant competition with book sales and all of that. We really are seeing multiplication of the kingdom
yeah.
because we're investing in each other's kingdom business. And that currency will go and have a ripple effect that most of us won't even know until we get to eternity.
Yeah, we'll never know on this side of heaven for sure. We know that God gives and takes away. We've heard the idea of pruning, you know, or trimming things. What would you say to someone who has something taken away that they're passionate about?
Listen, I've had the Lord have to pry things from my cold, dead hands, and it's not great. It's not a good experience because we all have an identity. We all have something that we grabbed hold of that was a counterfeit connection. We all attach ourselves to things that are not the vine. We connect to our talent. We connect to a relationship. And that is where we'll die on the vine because the only true source of life is Jesus.
Amen.
And so John 15 says that if you'll abide in me, if you'll stay connected to me, if you'll remain in me, if you'll tarry with me, then I'll do all of these things for you and you'll produce good fruit because Amen. You've remained on that vine. So when I was having worship taken from me, and I was this worship leader for 20 years. And suddenly I'm being told, you're not going to be a worship leader anymore. We want you to go into women's ministry. Mm. And I was like, why? I don't even like women. Like, why would you put me in women's ministry? But it was because a leader saw something in me that was a gift that I didn't even know I had because I was so connected to worship. Mm. And so as I released worship and I said, God, this is yours. It's not mine. You gave it to me. You can take it away. He began to entrust me with other gifts that I didn't even know were in there. And I must have still been connected to the vine because good fruit was still being produced, even in my temper tantrums, even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands. He was still saying, but I have something better.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm on the other side of that now, that I'm on the other side of that pruning, but there's more pruning that's even being done as I keep surrendering these gifts.
Amen. Natalie, thanks. This has been another great week. I hope our listeners are resonating with what they're hearing. There's more to come. We hope you'll come back next week and join us. And if you haven't heard episodes before this, be encouraged. They're there. Anywhere you can find a podcast, you can find us. God bless you. The Salvation Army's mission, doing the most good, means helping people with material and spiritual needs. You become a part of this mission every time you give to the Salvation Army. Visit SalvationArmyUSA.org to offer your support. You can subscribe to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit SalvationArmySoundcast.org. Join us next time for the Salvation Army's Words of Life.